board game that we just saw, but I don't know. Obviously, it was open to the public. I just wish it was put out there more so other people want to travel. Yeah. Like, hey, we know NYCC is tail end of October, right? Maybe it's in October, so I know I could plan for that.
If all right, what's up? This is Daniel Cunningham, also known as Daniel.Cunningham.5648 on Instagram. And you're tuning into the Undergate Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? The Undergated Podcast, back with a brand new episode from the Undergated Network. Welcome aboard. I am Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I have the homies with me, CD, Chloe's dad on Instagram, Austin, also known as GXT, also known as Gumpla X Tesseract on Instagram. Us three come together every Wednesday to give you a brand new episode of the Undergated Podcast, where we sit down and talk about Gundam, Gunpla, movies, books, TV shows, anime, you name it, we'll talk about it. It's the new year, new me type of mentality. So you can see that, well, down there if you're watching, if you tuned in on YouTube, you can see Austin with the new camera angle. And if you're listening on Spotify, what's up from Spotifyville? Man, this episode we're going to sit down and talk about The awards were given this past weekend. This is GBWC. If you don't know what that is, tune in and stay tuned. We're going to talk more about that. But last week, we sat down and we discussed a lot of fun stuff. 2024 is now behind us in the rear view. And this is, if you missed our top five pickups from last week, this is what you missed.
Except for me, it's my number three pickup. This one,
Cooper's number three.
Correct. If this was 6 months ago, right, it would be number one, right? But it's not 6 months ago. If that should tell y'all what it is, it was the high. It was the high draft pick coming out of college, and then you know we got some dark horses that came out. We have maybe a bad combine. Did the reason why he slid down in the draft, right? But still a steal.
Yeah, I figured.
It is the Sinaju Stein Narrative Verka. Man, I obviously you can tell I haven't built it. I'm waiting to go all out on it. And yeah, that's our top five pickups, man. We have some pretty dope stuff that came in 2024. 2024 is, like I said earlier, in our rear view. It's behind us. But 2025 is amongst us. We are here. So hope y'all enjoy. Let's get to it. Hope y'all goals for 2025, y'all achieve them, and positive energy out there for everybody who's striving to be great. But before we get going, of course, as we start every episode off, the greetings. CD, brother, how's your week been?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. My niece's birthday was this past weekend, so we went out and did some bowling. Then we did some duck bowling, which I had never heard of before. And then played some laser tag, which was pretty dope. I don't know if you guys heard of duck bowling.
That's what that is.
So it's like bowling, but there's only one size ball. It's about this size, 3 pounds. Smaller pins, and they're spaced further apart, so it's harder to get like spares and strikes. And they're on strings, so when you knock them down, they get picked back up on strings. It's interesting, but it's fun.
Sounds like that first fair type of bowling. Like you go to like a fair, like yeah. You don't use.
That's what it looks like.
Gotcha.
It's on a bowling lane. There's still gutters and stuff. So that was pretty fun. Played our first basketball game, a little jamboree. So we did the pitchers and had the game. So got some practice. We've been getting practicing, you know, after work, after school, getting some one-on-one time in because, they're going to need it. So that was my week, though. Nice little chill week. Back at work, working actually. So. Just trying to be on my P's and Q's. How about you, Austin?
My week's been pretty all right. Nothing really to report. Got back here. And just pretty much just hanged around for New Year's. Didn't have anything too crazy going. Yeah, my week's been pretty good. Coop.
Same, man. Chill. Worked from home a lot last week. Snow this week. So kids extended Christmas break, but chill. Was able to, let's see, just kind of sit back and clean around the house, watch more of Kaiju number 8. Did see that Solo Leveling episode 1, season 2 did drop. I didn't peep it yet though. But I did when I turned off, ironically, when I turned off Kaiju number 8, like the other day, I was like, all right, I'm kind of Kaiju number 8 out for today. I did turn on Solo Leveling and run that, the 13 episode. But it was like,
the newest episode is the highest ranked episode on IMDb.
Oh, wow.
9.9.
I got to peep it. Gas.
It'll make you want to go pick up the model.
I'm just waiting for the figures, man. You know, I'm waiting for SH figure out or something at this point.
When they come, because they know, I know they will. They're going to be so fucking hard.
I'm going to get them too. But overall, chilling. I got a chance to sit down and chill with the homie Austin. Sit back and chilled out over at his crib, his Gunpla Builder's Paradise of a paradise he has over there.
Gunpla.
But Oasis. Overall, just chill, man. Just chill. Hopefully, everybody out there had a pretty chill week. If it didn't, you know, hope that it turns it around, because it will turn around. It will turn around. Of course, as always, you know, stay positive. You know, at this time of the year, definitely could you have every reason to drop your head and drop your shoulders and say hell with this. Cold outside, depression's kicking in. It's almost springtime. I think I've seen 8 more weeks till spring. I think I saw a post like that. It was like 50 days till springtime almost. I don't know. But anyway.
That's
all right. Building and breaking down that backlog. Any new items that came in this week, fellas? I'm going to make mine short and sweet. Mine is, you're going to see on Friday. Beautiful host. This guy drops an amazing toy hunt every other Friday. It's on our channel. He drops toy hunts, manga hunts, figure hunts, SH Figure Arts, unboxings, all of it. You name it, we got it. I know Friday, I think 5:30 Eastern time. So make sure y'all tune in for that. But that's where you'll see Coop's Corner. Coop's Corner.
So make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah, from what the guy's been telling me. Coop's Corner. Changing it up this year. He showed me a little preview about what he got going. He changed it up this year. Growth is what we're going to call this episode for Coop and Coop's Corner.
New year, new Coop's Corner. Same handsome host, though.
Yeah, I know. Can't change that out. But no, you got to tune into that to see, I guess, my pickups. Let me see. Do I have anything just in general that I...
It's an offer for me.
Well, okay. Offer for CD.
Nothing offer for me.
Okay. And real quick, I did post this on my IG. I did pick this up, though. Building and breaking down a backlog with studio equipment. Right. So we have here what's called the Hollyland Mark II. Lark Mark II. It's their wireless headset. Mics, if you want better quality for your phone, camera, iPad. Just records. This is one of the higher end wireless mics. It's real small. It's two of them. They're about this big, size of like a quarter, I think. And you just magnet on the back, magnet to your shirt, about right there. You got good audio. Had to pick this up because the Seattle trip is right around the corner, and I want to be able to get some interviews, man. Sit down and talk with some people at this model show. And besides walking around with a whole lot of mics and hey, passing a mic around, and I'm not that guy that does, what is those, they kind of bug me, man, when people put like one of these wireless mics on like weird items. Like seeing one dude put it on like a spatula and pass the spatula around, and like put it on a fork, but to me that's just kind of, that's not my cup of tea. Yeah, they'll put it like on like a thing. It'd be like, I'm a builder, right? Like I'm a builder. I build Gunpla, and it's, I'm supposed to put it on like on this, right? Like here's your mic. Is this a? Yeah, it's a straight. Cut it out.
It's like I've seen someone do it with their nippers.
To me, it's not my cup of tea. I'm not gonna knock you if you do it. It's just, I don't know.
You won't see you doing it.
Yeah. not my flavor. Not my flavor. But yep, did pick this up. We are improving ourselves. Better quality content. Man, I'm excited. I'm excited for 2025 for us, man. As you can see, for the people that's watching on YouTube, Austin, like I said earlier, new camera angle, changing it up. We got growth, people. We got growth.
I see some growth in the background too.
Sheesh. Damn.
Yeah, dude.
People on Spotify, do yourself a favor. You know what? Or just wait. Wait till the clips upload to Instagram.
Yeah.
And go catch Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk 2099 on Netflix.
Heck yeah. Hey, man. No green screen right now. So people usually see the look of what the studio looked like, but they're about to see what the other Austin, other side of Austin relaxes in.
Austin After Dark.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Adult Swim Austin. There you go.
The blue and blue and purple light, RGB lights going on back there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keith Sweat. Is this Keith Sweat? Yeah, this Keith Sweat, baby. Oh my god.
Austin After Dark is a wild time.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Sweat got a radio channel, a little radio spot. He's called the Sweat Hotel. My man Keith Sweat, the Sweat Hotel.
The Sweat Hotel. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Oh man. But yeah, we're changing it up. We got growth. We got growth this year. So make sure y'all following all of us on all our platforms. And we do, as an Undergated, have the Threads. We are on Threads right now. So make sure y'all tune in and check us out on Threads. That's where we're going to grow behind the scenes with y'all. That's where we're going to be able to. I know the YouTube comments, people comment. We try to get to them as quick as we can. My reception at work is crazy. That's when I try to do it, if I'm in like the break room or something. But Threads, the Undergated channel, the Undergated Network on Threads. So go there, follow us there, ask us questions, answer to the posts.
Your questions.
Yep. We do have a question of the month that we're going to try to run every month. Right now, the question of the month for January is up. So go check it out. Check it out. We've been having a kind of a good time sitting down and talking to people, keeping those conversations going. Everybody can jump in, look at, oh, this person said this. Oh, you know, just jump in and be a part of the community. And stay grounded. Stay grounded. I don't want people to think like, oh, those are big shots. You know, we're just a couple of guys in the community. That
regular sit back.
Regular degular guys. Next up, we have what's cooking with some new work in progress and photos, kits, TV shows, books. CD has his CD's book club over there, pretty much. But for me, I'm in like a writer's block, yo. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm in a writer's block or a photos block or whatever you want to call it. I am drinking, sipping on a Bold Rock. Like, there you go. There goes some rhyming for you. I got a writer's block sipping on a Bold Rock.
But he's not a rapper, y'all.
He's not a rapper. God, no. I can never freestyle, man. I can never freestyle. But, with me, try to get caught up on, got to watch that Solo Leveling episode 1. I am going to watch that. That's subbed. Or do I wait till this weekend for dub? What is it? Is it? When it dropped, was it every other weekend for dub? When episode 2 came out, episode 1 dub?
Yeah, I think it's one episode.
Okay, then we can wait. By the next time, hopefully. Still working on an audio build. It's just been so cold. These fellas was able to peep it, see what I'm working on. This reason why I'm taking my time with it, because I have to. It's one of those times where it's like the paint has to match. You can't have certain areas where this part of the shoulder is red.
It ain't no hiding the paint green on this one.
Yeah, you can't. So this one's pushing me. But so we got Kaiju number eight, Solo Leveling, audio build, and a homie CD sent something my way that I'm trying to wait for tomorrow for work. for the people up there. Hold on, hold on. We got Mobile Suit Gundam Bandai Bondi Destiny Episode Zero. Basically, book, unicorn book, but it's in sub trans, I mean, dub translation. Man, I want to run through this tomorrow. Is this all the books?
Yeah. I don't know.
Not all the books, but there's three parts of Full Frontal.
I didn't look too far into it, but I seen there's a lot of volumes or chapters. The reason I found that is because Austin had hit me. He said, hey, someone hit me and asked him, like, where can I read, you know, the manga for Unicorn? And I was like, well, I'm the guy to ask. So I went and did a little research and I found it. So I sent Austin the link. And while I was deep diving doing that research, I was like, let me see if I can find the fuck this guy Coop's been looking for all this time. And lo and behold.
I'm hyped for
so this. If you need the link, if you need some manga, tap in.
Yeah, tap in. Tap in. But I'm hyped for this one, big dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all know how much of a Full Frontal fan I am. I'm hyped.
You don't have to, I'm gonna have to read it with you. I haven't even read it, so
Tune in for it. I might drop a Coop's Corner manga review. You know what I'm saying? Right. We got the digital version now. Now we can sit down and talk about it. But no, that's it. That's all I got. What y'all working on?
Austin, what you got?
So back into the swing of things. I dropped on Instagram that I am working on stuff again. The long break is over. Definitely needed it just to clear my head and just to take my time. But I have started up finishing the Master Grade Age 1 Full Galanza. So the Galanza is the armor pack that's on the Age 1. So this is all the armor piece. This is the armor piece that's supposed to go on top of it. But just off camera, I have all the armor pieces already primed up and ready to go. I cannot paint them now because, as Coop said, it's just simply too cold. But I was able to get the priming done on all of them. Was able to find a couple mistakes here and there, especially since I did build this kit almost a year ago. That I found out, especially when I was like speed building, there's a lot of nubs and small parts that needed to be fixed and sanded down better. And thankfully, the primer was able to expose it. But you know, all the stuff's primed up. I think it looks
pretty good. You put some fresh eyes on it, too. That's another good thing. Sit that shit down, come back to it with some fresh eyes. You're like, oh, you can see the whole thing for what it is.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I realized, I was like, you know, back in the day when I was building Master Grades in just a day, you just skip steps over and over. And then when you prime it up, you're just like, Jesus, did a toddler put this together? So, So that's all. That's the only thing I've been working on, really. That's it.
Yo, for those, I guess, non-UC kits that are like one-offs, like the AIDS. Well, I know the AIDS isn't really like a one-off, but like there is a Master Grade Gundam X, right? Or the X Gundam, Gundam X.
Oh, from Turn A?
Yeah. Is there those one-off ones, right? Like, that one, the other one, what's the one I'm thinking about? Gundam X 2. Is it a Gundam X or like Victory Gundam?
Victory Gundam?
Yeah, both. Well, just in general, those type of series, right? Mm-hmm. Even the F91. Do they reuse those frames for anything in Master Grades? You know how like the Mark II frame is in this Gundam, this Master Grade? Wing, I know the Gundam Wing Master Grades are damn near all the same frame internally. But, I don't know if any other I don't build outside of, like, obviously if you're new to the pod, I don't really get into Gundams kit wise if I haven't seen the show. There's a few of them, like the Caliburn. I've watched up to Witch for Mercury, but it wasn't to the point where I saw like the Daribald or the Caliburn. So I don't know about like the Turn X or the Gundam X, whatever it is. The one that was also in Build Fighters, the one that old boy with the engineer, the special Say's rival.
They usually, when it comes to Master Grades, usually whatever series they're in, they tend to use the same frames. So, but I'm unaware if Bandai uses anything from Victory Gundam. I have no idea. I know they use it for the Victory Gundam and everything else, RE1100. So I got no idea if they reuse anything from there, especially with the Victory Gundam being so much smaller than most of other UC.
Yeah, it probably everything stays within that line. Obviously, I don't think that you will find like a Gundam Wing Runner in a like Gundam Seed box.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
You know, the beam sabers. They share the beam sabers.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. That's about it. Now that I think about it, I guess I answered my own question. Because I don't think... Yeah, I guess...
Sorry,
you
have to talk yourself through it sometimes. That's all.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. Thanks, man.
What you drinking over there? You got another drink?
Yeah, we got Arctic Sauce, man. This is a local... I think it's local. This is all... They have one in Virginia Beach. But this is sour also... Ale. Yeah, this shit hits. I'm trying to relax, man. I'm trying to go. I got to go into work tomorrow. First day back in a few days.
It's funny. Sucks. Me and the missus were sitting there talking. She's like, "Man, we got to figure out where when you come up here the day that we're not at the Museum of Flight, even though it's 2 days." We're like, "Well, we got to have something planned for Coop to do." So we were just talking about.
No, I was like, movies. "Dog, I'm already like in my mind. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna be up there. It's." Valentine's Day, I ain't seeing CD until he picked me up to go to this Museum of Flight. So I'm probably going to be walking the streets of Seattle. No bullshit.
Well, the plan is, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take Friday off. So I'll pick you up and we'll hang out. And then the missus will get off work, get ready, and I'll take her to go do what we'll do. And then we'll Saturday, you know, where we'll be at.
And we'll try to take some street photography photos. I've been watching a lot of YouTube about that street photography.
Take you to the city.
There you go. It's going to be cold as hell, I bet. What's the temperature right now?
Probably 32 40. Degrees. Oh.
32 degrees here, yeah.
Yeah, you're 32.
Yeah, at least 32. It's snowing right now, so it's at least 32. Yeah.
42.
What you been working on, CD?
Not a damn thing. Not a game. I'm not in the fucking game. I've been grinding. I'm on Prestige. Like
working on that Prestige. That's what you're working on.
Come on. But I did get some pieces on clips. So the airbrushes are hooked up. I just haven't had time to sit down and airbrush. So I think I do have some time set aside tomorrow to do that. As far as books, I did pick up a book I'm going to start reading tomorrow. That's book 6 of the series behind me, Sun Eater series. So almost done with that series. Book 7 drops 2025, so this year sometime. And I'm actually working as we speak. I wrote down my top 5 books of the year and what I'm going to say, so I'm working on recording top 5 reads of 2024 with CD. So expect that in the next week or so. As far as anime, I did watch Solo Leveling Episode 1. Gas. Amazing show. I did finish Arcane. There we go.
On Netflix?
League of Legends. Yes, on Netflix, League of Legends show. Amazing. Season 2 was... they did that shit so well, I almost wanted to boot up the game and go relive college all over again. Great, great show. Coop, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but...
No, I heard it was good, though.
It is amazing. And a lot of good shows are coming back out. Castlevania, newest season comes out in this next couple of weeks, I believe. So I'm looking forward to that. And just a lot of anime. Austin hit me last week. He was like, "Man, this year is going to be unforgettable in anime." And I'm like, "Bro, it's going to be a hell of a year." So I'm just looking forward to all that, man. Just reading. Posted a poll to see how many books people think I'll read this year. Got a lot of 60s and 70s. I don't know if I'll get to that many, but I'm definitely going to try to push the number that I did last year to 55. So stay tuned. We'll have a tracker. We'll keep count together.
There you go.
But that is it.
There you go. You could put it in the story, book 1. See these books of the 2025. Make a story highlight.
Yeah. It'll be on the Ungated page too. But you'll see. You can read along. I'll put a little blurb in there as I finish them too. I'm doing that shit for my job.
Austin worked on something too. He didn't even mention it. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I don't think he wants people to know about it because he ain't saying nothing. But he dropped it on Instagram.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Austin, you made a video.
2025.
Oh, the Mars Summit High?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't. I haven't worked on other besides than assembling it, really. So,
well, yeah,
I
mean, well, you can talk about the assembly, brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have it. Let me just see if I can get it.
I was trying to drop the spoilers on it, but I was like, oh, Austin already spoiled it.
I meant to go to Hobby Town too to see if I had it, but I told myself, ooh, you got it transformed?
Love it. Yeah, I got it already transformed. Yeah. So, Morisami Kai, yeah, man, this kid's actually really good. It's really, really good. I was surprised. It's very, very
a lot of panel lines on it too.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of panel lines, a lot of extra stuff. I mean, it's very it simple.
Way better than in Wave Rider mode.
I'm not saying
I don't like the normal transform mode, but
Wave Rider mode
looks good for it to be like a mimicking a jet. It does look really good.
Yeah, and I would say that the transformation process of it's super easy. It is a parts former, it's surprisingly simple, but like very well done. It's one of those kits where Bandai nailed everything they had to do. And granted, the list wasn't a lot, but I think they just put a little.
I love how it looks like it's not just a Gundam laying down when it's in flight mode.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That F-22 Raptor, right?
Yeah, that's why I want two of these shits. I need one like that. I see Cooper trying to throw in some fucking.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like Austin for a little bit, man. Let me be like Austin for a little bit.
Yeah.
That F-22 Raptor. I think that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of It reminds me of even like Robotech or Macross as well.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say that too. Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, no, it's a really nice kit. I enjoyed it a lot, and you know, for how cheap it is, I would say definitely get two. If you get a chance to build it, definitely build it. It's not hard. It takes very little time, and the outlook just even this is not even panel lined or anything. It just looks pretty good. Looks really good.
How's that sticker sheet?
Not too big. It's actually quite minimal. There's only most stickers are missing are the navigational lights. So you have the red tip and a green tip at the bottom of the wings. A red tip here and a green tip there. The eyes, obviously. And then a few color correcting stickers. Like I think it's at most four. Matter of fact, I think I have the sheet right here.
If you get it, you gotta paint it the same colorway that it's painted, like to make it look like it's trans. You gotta paint it exact same.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen any custom paints of it yet.
Like,
but
like a Macross kit. I'm gonna paint it just like.
Can the legs come down like look like a Macross kit?
No, you can't go into gear walk form. Actually, you know what?
It looked like it can. It looked like it can.
I can't wait. I have to. I can't. Even, I don't even want to buy it until I finish the other projects. Because if I get it, it's gonna just.
It's gonna be built first.
Yeah, like it's. Hard stop on everything I'm working on. We have a group project to work.
That Wave Rider does look good.
I wonder if it can kind of get there. I bet you can get there with some finagling. Mm. Yeah, with some finagling, you can probably get it to come out and then the lake could drop and then have it in gear walk mode. But no, it's a really good kit. I'm really, really happy with it. I'm glad I picked it up.
How much was it?
Geez, I don't remember. I think like 20,
22 bucks, probably
$23. Yeah. Shout out to Kenneth. Kenneth was able to grab it for me right when it came in, put on hold for me. So thank you, sir Kenneth.
Just out of curiosity, I know we're talking about Macross. We're gonna get back into the topics at hand, people. But got it, these fellas on here again with the Undergated. We talk about everything Gunpla, Gundam, and everything in between. Just real quick, if there was a crossover between Macross and a Mobile Suit Gundam franchise, what do you think it would be? Which Mobile Suit Gundam franchise? Would it be Zeta? Zeta? Because how many that bought in the transformation of kits and
Zeta could be it because Macross is very has a very military
Zeta vibe.
Yeah. Very Zeta vibe. 83?
What about 83? We get some 83? Probably not. I feel like 83 not. Just because it's the second core fighter looks more jet-like. I feel like you could get away with like like with that in the animation and stuff like that. Zeta, I'm not saying that you can't like with the Wave Rider and stuff, but I think like the military, the more of a military aspect in 83, you know, with Kai, Koi, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Okay. What you think, Zeta 2 CD? I think it is. It's something.
I think I guess he's Zeta.
Let us know in the comments.
Which Macross too, like the, which era? Later, later it gets. I could definitely see like some like Double O type shit because they're fighting aliens anyway.
Yeah, later in the series, it definitely gets into fantasy. That's one of the reasons why I prefer the first one over the the other ones. So yeah, it's definitely.
All right. Well, let us know in the comments below if y'all had a cross Macross. If y'all had to cross over Macross and Mobile Suit Gundam, which one is y'all think would be the better Mobile Suit Gundam series? Next up, we have What's New. What's some things that's coming out? And a lot of one thing is announced that kind of not surprised Bandai's doing, but didn't think Bandai would do it. We're going to look at Gunpla Nerds.
They're trying to compete.
Yeah, they're trying to compete. They're definitely trying to compete. But we're going to look at Gunpla Nerds page. Let's flip through a couple of stuff. First up, we have this Trinity Liger. Nobody's getting this right. I don't even know. Obviously, y'all not big Zoids fans anyway, right? Like y'all don't.
What? I fuck with Zoids. I just didn't.
Yeah, you do, but you don't want. You don't have no Zoid kits. You got Macross kit.
Yeah.
You got Five Star Stories. You have Gundam.
Only I don't got is Azoid's kits.
Azoid.
Now, I know I want one. I want the Panzer. I just haven't spent the money on it.
Panzer looks good too. We have
them all, right?
Yeah, I have all, at least all four. I don't know when I'm going to get to them. Liger Zero's like dead in a box. I got to get back to that. That's when I was like early. Early coupe got on like
Nubs go crazy on that one. I already know.
I don't know if the nubs are crazy, but I know I don't know how bad that I panel lined it with brown panel liner to give it that weathered look. Maybe I could like take it off.
You gotta wear the whole thing at this point. I remember the ones you used to buy at Toys R Us with the little moving piece to put
engine. Yeah. Then we have these Lego looking Gundam figures. Candy toys look like Legos. I don't know why the Zaku's and the Gundam look more humanoid than what they normally look. Why did it look like normal? Is it look like normal people look like they could talk? Man, your mind plays tricks on you. Bandai Zodiac Gundam December 2024 release, Year of the Snake. Is it Delpy? Despay dropped that Year to Snake on New Type. 2 more years. Get that Year to Goat. No question.
I don't know when the dog is. I'm the Year of the Dog, but I'll get
every
that.
Day, brother. Every day. Year the dog every day. More of this Cal Ray High Grade. This is the one.
This looks cool.
Y'all getting this for the Gundam Seed people out there?
I didn't
copy. Maybe it looks good. It may be one.
CD will eventually get it. CD will eventually get it.
They did drop the Mr. Hobby paint of this as well. So if you're looking to paint this, they dropped the paint recently. Yeah, the white, the exact white. It's like a whitish blue.
That does look tough.
I'm only getting the Vulcan got it.
Facts. Shout out to Vulcan Hobby.
I like this.
Check out the artwork of the ASW. ASW, what is that? Is that from Iron Blooded Orphan?
Mm-hmm.
Uder Hunt. IBO. It's like.
It's because it's IBO. That's it.
Yeah, it's like, come on now. Like, that's like taking classics, right? Like how we're doing now, going back and getting like Bad Boys 1 and 2. Let's make 3, 4, and 5. Like,
well, you see, there's hella suits.
Leave it there. Yeah, I get it. Sure, fine. You know, 300 whatever years, Calamity War, all that's gravy. But should have left it a mystery, man. Should have left it a mystery.
Hell no, that's 300 kits for them to make that we don't want or need.
Transformer 1, is this a, I don't know, a figure? But Transformer 1 is on Amazon Prime. I'm going to peep that.
Good movie.
I am going to peep that. Uh-oh. Here it is. The Gundam miniature game, people. Yeah, I know I'm getting that. I'm down. This is, I'm assuming, to rival Warhammer. To do something to Warhammer.
It'll never rival Warhammer, but
oh no. Now these are just miniatures, right? These are just miniatures. Obviously, you assemble them, they come in all gray color. But I think it's more of a board game rather than a like RPG stuff. It'll be Warhammer a full board game.
Dice type,
yeah.
Tabletop.
Y'all with it? I'm not going and picking this up to run to my comic shop to play it.
Right.
But out to practice on painting miniatures, be on some NATO over rice type of stuff.
I could definitely do this since I have fun painting those Warhammer shirts. I would definitely enjoy, you know, getting miniature Gundams and paint them. Takes up less space than a fucking high grade or a master grade too, like that. And I still get that representation. So,
I'm kind of like, I get the action poses are dope. I want to know the size comparison of this compared to the Gundam artifacts, and why didn't they just use the Gundam artifacts for this? It's kind of like that. I thought that was the purpose of the Gundam artifacts, is to hand paint only type of a for Gundam or for
maybe Gundam. It was their test. It was like, all right, let's see the interest. Yeah, they're gauging the interest with the artifacts, and then it was like crowdfunding. All right, enough people bought these. All right, let's launch this.
The moment I saw this, my mind went to force perspective dioramas. Depending on how big these are. Imagine having a real great banshee, right? And this unicorn in the back looking like far in the distance. Now you can have scaling. You could get different scaling people for your dioramas. You could get
probably about an inch and a half, probably the same size as these guys.
Fine, that's cool. But those guys, the Warhammer guys, I don't know how much action poses. That's why my mind went to the moment I saw this unicorn, I was like, Banshee fighting something up front, and putting a Banshee close to you in a dio with that unicorn in the back. Maybe the Banshee going against a Garadoga or something, but having that unicorn in the back for force perspective would be dope. What's your thoughts, Austin?
I mean, it's interesting. I haven't dabbled into tabletop since the Mech Warrior days or Mech Assault days. So that was back when I was in middle school, I think, or just entered high school. So this is definitely interesting. I'll comment with one of the commenters said, I'll copy what one of the commenters said. It's kind of weird that they decided to do this as a multiverse thing instead of just making like a whole new series just for this, or maybe just make it 1 year war centric. But no, it looks interesting. I mean, tabletops are really successful right now. Warhammer has been killing it. So Bandai wants to get in on that if they can, and I can
a piece of that pie.
They want a piece of pie, and I can see some interesting things people can do, since you have to paint them yourself. People can have all these different mobile suits, but paint them one single faction, and then you have another mobile suit once you, like some guy who has an army of unicorns going against an army of freedoms, or like he has three endless walt commander units that are guiding five or six aerial subunits or something like that. And then you have two battleships with an Archangel being the lead carrier, and you can have a whole fleet of just ships, and you can do ship battles. Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things you can do with it. But I mean, we just got to see where it goes.
For sure. With Bandai doing the card game, doing this, what do y'all think about? Y'all think it's going to slow down more for quality in mobile suit? I mean, in model kits or what?
It's tough. We're not going to. They're starting to spread them. I wouldn't say spread themselves thin, but now they're dipping themselves into a lot more shit. So I don't know what the trickle down effect is going to have as far as model kits. Are we going to get less? Because if this is successful, I can see them really pushing this harder along with the card game. Like, if this shit's working, then why not dump more money into that? We might even see less master grades and less high grades, and they might focus more just like anniversary stuff.
Wings
like,
out,
anniversary wing, shit like this. I don't know if you guys seen, but in the UK, for their GBWC, they had like a subdivision for just content creators, and Warhammer is really big there. So a lot of their content creators who normally did Warhammer started painting Gundams.
I did see that a dude on YouTube is starting to transition over from Warhammer to Gundam.
So I think with Bandai seeing that, and that was like specific to them, they might be like, all right, well, we kind of seen that we might be able to get some money in this niche. So let's try and push this. So I could definitely see like this being big. I don't think it'll compete with Warhammer, but I think it's just another avenue for them to get some more money. But hopefully it doesn't affect us as far as people that build mono kits. I hope that they still, push model kits, but I don't know. We'll see. It's getting scarce for us.
For sure. To me,
I'm not going to play it though. I'm not going to play it.
Oh yeah. To me, this thing doesn't get off the ground like they would think it was. It's one of those things where it's like trading cards, maybe, just because of, especially in the States, people are flipping cards and stuff like that, and in the resurgence of like Pokemon cards and people collecting them. But this,
nah.
I don't know if 2 or 3 years down the line, this is
this is another L. They wasted $132 million on the metaverse shit. Hopefully this isn't another.
Remember when Funko got into like board games and you get like little Funko pieces and stuff. Nah, that didn't take off like they thought it was going to. And I don't think this is going to take off. Damn, dog,
too bad you're not into Funkos no more. Funko HQ's up here. You'd have loved that shit back in the day.
Yeah, for real. Back in the day, you're right. I'm glad I'm not in it, man. I would have probably went crazy. Next up, third-party kits. The Giant Axe. Sheesh.
Is this kit 5 now? Yeah.
Kit 5. Saw this.
They is hammering them out.
If you don't think my mind went to Black TriStar Ortega, this is, and it matches. Black TriStar colorway with this would be crazy.
We all need to do one. I already ordered I got the one coming in. It should be
here. The sickle, right?
Yeah.
I know I said I wanted the one that looked like the Vidar or the Kamar. I might have to go with this one, big dog. Come on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
This shit's tough. In that colorway too. The Black TriStar would be sick. Ain't got a cape on it. Ooh. That pose right there. That pose alone. Damn.
Oh yeah.
And how are you competing with this? And when shit's $25,
I wish I could give you an answer, big dog. I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Shout out to the people that's been keeping up with this line. What's your thoughts, Austin?
No, this is absolutely fantastic. I think this is probably their best design yet, in my opinion.
They literally keep getting better.
Yeah, they keep getting better. Maybe the horns might be a little bit much sometimes, but truth be told, and the pose where it's standing and just holding the axe and it's looking down, it's just, it's absolutely peak. I don't see any real flaws I can comment, especially with this being essentially a high grade. So, I mean, oh, there you go. Light just went off. Essentially, this being a high grade. So, I don't know, man. This they got me on this one. This looks great.
frame too. Like, fuck.
Yeah, this is the one I'm copping for sure. When this one touchdown city, do what you normally do. Send the link.
Send the link.
Yeah. Send the link.
Mr. Send the link. That's my name, dog. Mr. Send
the link. Here is the Wing Zero tabletop. I guess some people painted it. They got more than what they showed us.
Yeah, was there four factions?
I don't know. There's a Sinaju. The video had the Sinaju.
There's a Zeon. There's a Steed. It's like a Heroic, which is like the RX-78, which probably has like the gems and shit. The Zeon probably has all the Zeon suits.
I need it.
And then there's a Wing One. Sinaju. With the tall geese. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yep, I need the Sinaju, all of Wing, and a Unicorn. Yep.
I wonder where the aerial fits in, though. Like, they do that shit in with the seat or something.
Is the aerial for the females? Did they drop this for
lead suit? I mean, successful. It sold a lot.
Sold a lot. I'm just asking.
Most popular lead Gundam in the last few years.
True.
Full armor auto.
Pass. Looks cool. Tenfold. Looks like a
Wing of Heroic
Beginnings. Yeah. Wings of a Van, Zeon Rush, Siege Strike. Where's the aerial? Is it Heroic Beginnings? Because when I think of this shit, I just see GMs.
That's true. Maybe it is part of that. P Bandai Chidokin Tamashi Nation of the Gundam X from Gundam Requiem. They should have just called it Requiem Gundam. Nobody's going to remember that shit RX-78GE-EX. Have y'all gone back and watched a little bit of the show since it dropped?
No.
No,
not a bit.
No replay value? No, nothing.
At all. There's nothing. No. There's no need. Did you?
No.
Hell no. No replay value to me. What am I going to go watch it for? There was nothing that was like, no crazy fight for me to watch, to like go back and like reminisce over. The goofs? I just look at a picture of that shit.
Right. Is this the only Gundam series that has no replay value?
Of the ones I've watched.
In general. I mean, obviously the ones you watch.
Is this the worst Gundam series?
No. G-Savior takes the cake on that one.
If it has replay value though, does G-Saver have replay value?
If you want to laugh.
But I heard the movies aren't bad though for G-Saver. Never mind. I'm talking about Ragusta. G-Saver is probably the worst iteration of any type of Gundam.
Yeah.
Here goes that big ass mega house machine build of golly.
Jeez, it's huge.
That's a high grade beside.
They're all high grades, yeah. It's absolutely enormous. It looks good though. This is a great diorama. Fantastic work on whoever built it too.
Yeah, that should say.
I love the paint work inside too. I got no place to put it, honestly. shoot, and if they ever add the full built form where it has the fuel tanks and everything, maybe. But
if you got no place for this, and you think you can have a place for that fuel, the full form?
I know. That's why. Yeah. No, it's bigger. It's bigger. I think with the fuel tanks, it's bigger. It's about the size of a toddler. Yeah. It's about the size of a toddler. So I don't know, man. I would have to find some place to put this.
For a preschooler.
True. I do want it. Actually, yeah, I do want it, though. It does look nice.
It looks good. This one, you just panel on a top coat.
Pretty much.
You need that 0.5 on full blast. You try to paint this.
It's funny you say that. My 0.5, I was about to paint with it yesterday, and I looked in it, and there was some blue solidified glunk in it. I got a picture. I'll show y'all later. But I didn't know what it was. It looked like hardened toothpaste, and I didn't know what the heck it was.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so 0.5's out.
Did the trigger move at all? You know it's bad when you try to pull the gun back.
Everything's locked. Everything. I had to take my scribing tool, my tungsten needles, and go in there and carve it out piece by piece.
Oh, yeah, you need another 0.5, brother.
Yeah, I put bleach, acid in it, and then everything. That shit was done. I was like, all right.
Dog.
So that one's gone. Oh, well.
What can you do?
Easy come, easy go.
Right. That's it for what we have for what's new. Again, the miniature game is probably the most whatever to whatever. If y'all going to get it, let us know in the comments. Which one? Again, Unicorn, Olive Wing, and the Sinaju. So I have at least five of them. Five of them? Yeah, I'll take
I got to see the whole line. It's the whole line.
It's going to force you to paint better.
If they got a Shenlong? Oh, yeah. If they got a Shenlong, that's... Come on.
Epion probably be next. I don't think they'll drop the regular normal suits, though.
I mean, shit. That you seen that Zeon suit? What is that from Igloo? They had that random-ass suit.
Oh, yeah, that blue one?
Yeah. They're going to have fucking Leos with a whole bunch of Leos with the Wing Zero?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a Leo. They're definitely right. They're definitely going to have Leo.
Magnax.
Next up, hold that thought. What's something out there? Anything caught your eye? Some crazy stuff going on. Prayers and positive energy sent down to anybody that's all the people down in New Orleans. And if anybody got hurt in Vegas.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff. People are wilding early, man. Wilding early.
Bullshit in 2025. Anything positive you guys seen? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Any congrats? Any
Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs. Let's congratulate us for that. Appreciate that, fellas. I have nothing big dog.
One of the oldest ladies in the world had her birthday today. She was 100 or yesterday. She was 113 years old.
113.
Good job.
Apologies. I can't remember your name, but 130. I saw you on the news.
I had an aunt lived to 103, and I thought that shit was crazy.
10 more years after that? Whew, that's a lot.
Bro, she looked like... Nah, I ain't gonna lie. She looked old, but...
She looked like she was 113?
Yeah, she looked like she mentally had topped out 7 years ago. So, but she's still kicking. And hey, you know what? Go for the record. Bro, that's
just what imagine, 113 years ago, what the world was like.
Mm-hmm. She lived through World War One, World War Two,
1902 type shit.
Wait, not I'm sorry, not was it World War One? No, World War One was 1918. Yeah,
here we go.
Two Vietnam.
Yeah. All the wars.
Cold War.
Before a car.
The oil crisis.
TV.
Is that before a car?
No,
what was the first car? 1905?
Was the
first car 1912?
Ford. Yeah, it was the Ford Ford whatever it's called.
Horse and carriage type
Model
shit.
Model T.
Dog. Yeah.
The Model T. Yeah, here we go. Google something positive. As of today, a positive story in the United States. A 90-year-old woman recently graduated college after raising five children of her own, demonstrating resilience and dedication to a lifelong learning. The story is being highlighted by several news outlets and it is an inspiring example of perseverance. There you go. 90-year-old graduated from college.
Never too late, man. I was in college, I definitely had some classes with some like 45-year-olds. At the time, I was like, damn, this girl's hella old. But I'm like, looking at that now, that's fucking dope, man.
Yeah. Getting you went out there and got it. Yeah. Absolutely. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out
to you guys.
Person.
Go back to college right now? Could you go?
Yeah, I could.
It would have to be. College.
Yeah, it would have to be small. I can't go to like a big college. Yeah. It would have to be like one of those night colleges.
Shoot, night school. Definitely.
Yeah, night schools.
It would definitely have to be for a purpose, though. That's the lesson I learned: is don't go to college without a purpose.
Don't go to school just because they told you to go to school. Because that's when you start wilding out, and fucking up. Yeah. I did that for the first couple years. Yeah.
The quickest way for you to lose a lot of money.
Tell me about it, brother.
Fat.
All right. Well, that's all your thought. Let us know down there something positive. Something positive out there y'all saw. Somebody picked up a car to save somebody from a car or something. Who knows?
I was gonna say we were out and this lady fell and we helped her get up and get in her car. So that was
good shit, CB. Good shit. 101 good deeds for Eddie McDowell. That's what you are.
Hey.
Y'all remember that show?
Yeah.
The bully who turned into a dog and had to do 101 good deeds to turn back into a human on Nickelodeon.
Yep.
101 good deeds for Eddie McDowell. See, that's a classic. Like,
what the hell is that?
I can't think of it.
All right.
Hey Arnold.
There you go, brother. That's all that matters.
Cat dog.
As y'all can see from the title down below, GBWC was this past weekend for the USA, and we got the USA winners. So let's just jump right into it, man. These are some dope builds. We have first up, let me go ahead and share this tab. Boom. For under 20, Tim Tam did
sick.
That's crazy. This is a Gundam head style base. Looks like deployment. Oh man.
Just some nice two-way mirror work.
Right.
Not even two-way mirror. But a nice
I think it is a two-way mirror.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a mirror in the front and a mirror and a long mirror in the back to give you that what is those called? Optical illusion. This is just a whole lot of GMs about to come out on you. This looks sick.
And he has a good story too behind it. I don't know if you've checked out his Instagram, but he was at GBWC the year before and was like, I'm going to be here next year.
Week by week,
he gave an update of like the project so far. And I was like, yo, this shit is fucking dope. He really spoke that into existence. So this was really dope. I like the customization. And for all these to be high grades, they put the lights in there. I feel like one of them put a custom cockpit in there before it opened up. So you could really tell he took his time and put his work into it.
It definitely looks dope. Obviously with the lights off and stuff like that. I like the shoulder cannon, the gun cannon. Over there, off to the side. I'm always a sucker for the gun cannon. I don't know what it is. The gun cannon always catches my eye. And that's the GM3, right? Is that the GM3?
Yep.
And then there's the standard GM. Just the standard GM.
And a GM head looking.
Yeah, with the GM head S base with LEDs in it. So good job to you, man. Keep up the good work. Again, to be under 20, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Next up, second place, The Last Hunt. This also looks dope. Put on by Ant. Don't know what mobile suits these are, though. The Vidar?
It looks like... I can't tell what that one is laying down, but it looks like a mix like an IBO and maybe like a 00 something, too, on the right. The Hunt, though. I like the logo on the front, like the rock bed. Real good weathered texture, especially under 20. Anything with the dial, you can definitely see the potential that they have as a builder. So, shout out Ant.
I wish they had was able to put like their social media and stuff, because this is something where, like, if you follow this person now, let's see how, if they had a social media, how far their progress is. Right. Third place, this was sick, kind of like a Gundam Wing kit bash between
Nietzsche, the chest.
It looks sick, and especially with the border effect at the bottom. This is by David Wang, Gundam Estriel Nietzsche. So again, looks dope. I like the base, like the idea. The painting looks good. Decal placement looks good. So
he used a lot of kits too.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Arms, yeah.
Zero. I mean, even the pistons in the front, that almost gives me Barbatos vibes too. I don't
It might be scratched. All these are full, this is a master grade. This is a 1/100.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Live Lance. He used hella kits on this. I'm just reading in the description.
Destiny's Wings. Yep. Yeah.
Double O RG Quanta. He used some RG pieces, some high grade pieces.
Damn. Under 20. That's a lot of, that's probably like once you built a decent amount in your backlog and they're just sitting around doing nothing. Throw them together, man. And make your own kit. And make your own kit.
Shoot.
What's your take on it, Austin?
No, it looks great. It looks fantastic, especially for someone under 20. Especially with the water effects, actually, is what got me. I mean, just, you know, kit bashing is already difficult to begin with, probably 144th. But 1/100 takes a lot of skill and a lot of time and a lot of knowledge base, to make them all fit. Yeah, to make them all fit.
Just throw some shit on there and be like, all right, make it cohesive.
True. Yeah, so props to him. Big props.
And here is the new champion of the United States. CD, take it away, because I feel like... Yeah,
this
talk
is
about this a little bit, CD.
This is by Danzer Dragon. Shout out. He's from Portland, Oregon. I got to meet him. He came up to IPMS in Seattle last year. I think he won some awards up there, too. But really cool dude. You can tell this guy is a talent. Shout out Gunpla Skyfire. He introduced me to him, and I was like, man, like, this dude, he does it all. So he took this down to SGC GMC. He won best in show with that there. And this is like a Zigok coming back into the base from underwater. And the resin work, the cables, everything on there is nuts. And he's from the Northwest, so shout out to him for that. Representing, we got some builders over here, so.
Yeah. For second place last year, right? Second place last year came out of the Northwest, right?
Yep. Came up.
Ocean Elliott, right?
Yeah.
And then this comes out of the Northwest. Y'all doing some work, but this is amazing work. This is how you get to tell a story all within one piece.
I want to know if he got this resin on the first try, because
for sure he had to.
It's the bubbles too, like it's still coming into. If you see it from the side, like the bubbles, looks perfect, and then like it's wet walking into the hangar. This shit's dope. And he did another hangar kit with the Zaku. He did which he had brought up here, which was pretty sick. So. He's definitely familiar with that work, but this never seen anything like this as far as.
And it's two Zagoks in here, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah, damn sure. Yep, two Zagoks.
Tough. And I don't know if he's going to bring it up, but he's coming to Model Mania, so Koopy will be able to see him. And I don't know if he's bringing this with him, but he has some pretty good work besides this. Clearly, if he's representing the United States,
right? So, shout out to him again. That's Danzer Dragoon. Amazing work.
IG handle too. So
what's your thoughts on it, Austin?
Probably one of the best resin work I've ever seen. Especially the thing gets me every time is just the water effects on the Zagat coming out of the I guess it's a shield to protect the water against it. I'm not sure the physics of it, but yeah, no, the look of the water and everything on the Zagat looks absolutely fantastic. And the lights that are in it too. And the bubbles, like CD pointed out too, this is probably one of the best resin works I've ever seen. I know there's been a lot of GBWC contestants that have been using a lot of water effects because I think that strike that walks through water was shown up like twice, right. And then we saw I think another Zagok that was underwater at one point, another thing like that, and then a whole bunch of other ones. But I think this is the best usage I've seen of it because the rest is just showing like regular splashes and water effects under. But this looks wholly unique. It's almost like he's walking through the Stargate itself. So this looks great.
Right. I think, to be honest with you, I think this is it. I think this takes home. I can't first see place, nothing at
all of them.
I think this out of all of them. I don't think I can't see what beats this. I really can't.
If he wins,
you know me.
It's the first United States builder to win.
And you know what? If this is what brings it home, it's understandable.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to look at this and go, the people up here, the light placement, the resin, the water dripping off, it's just hard for me.
It's crazy scratch build monstrosity. It's to the point, and everything about it is just like, he checks all the boxes. Color work good, base work good, and the story, that's the one thing, we could all come up with a different story for this, but we can tell there's a story there to it, and like that's a big thing. I feel like it's left out. It's not a standalone piece. It's just like, you know, scene from something.
You could put this, like, if he built like on the back end of this, right, like, towards like back here, right, like a rock wall, that shit would make perfect sense. It'll look like it can't, like a rock wall, like this shit is, or push this in, you will obviously lose the back part. But if he flat, not trying to say it would be better, but like you to the story portion, if he just had like a rock wall coming out to make it look like the suit dove in, it's coming back in for repairs, and it's got to go through the water. Looks amazing. To me, I think it's hard for me to. If this doesn't place in the top three, y'all know I'm a big diorama guy. Second place went to the Full Armor Master Grade from Thunderbolts, the Fragments of December Sky from Alex Trueblood. This looks dope. This looks dope. I like the lights. It fits that Thunderbolts style. I see a lot of people doing like the floating panels, so I wonder if that kind of was like the reason why I didn't get first place.
I think the paintwork on it is immaculate with the light effects coming off the beam saber, how it's shown on the panels around it, and even on the gun too, like, and on the arm. A lot of that work is probably like after the fact, after you've fully painted, put the decals in, then you have to kind of go through and like add the shading to it. I'd be fucking nervous as hell to like ruin it.
You definitely see it from right there.
Yeah, like
what's crazy is I didn't even peep that until you said that. I honestly thought there was an LED light coming from somewhere.
Right. That's no how bullshit. Good it was.
When I pulled it up,
it's across the legs too.
Yeah, and I'm looking and I'm like, oh, got, you know, LED light. I was gonna say LED light work, but I said the panels. Golly day.
You can tell he really knows his light sources too, because it's all across the right parts of the body, on the chest and the legs.
I don't even know if you could even like pause it on a scene on the movie for you to go, oh yeah, that's what happens. You know,
fact. It looks like dope. Leaving the beam shield behind with the even the work he did on the panels floating, like shading, it all looks really good. The detail, it really fits the scale.
Is this a master grade? Work.
Yeah.
So you know this bitch is huge.
With that backpack? Mm-hmm. That's the backpack that comes on the master grade? The propellant tank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Damn. Yeah,
this is tough.
Big props to him too, because anybody who's built the full armor Gundam knows that thing's a bit of a brick and a bit of a hand grenade. So,
but if you give your kit that TLC, that tender love and care, you can make your brick, you can make that hand grenade look spot on.
Yeah, it says how you use an object source lighting. It's a painting technique you use to create glowing effects on. It's just
I honestly thought that was an LED light source coming from something.
This shit's tough.
No bullshit.
Crazy, man. Paintwork's crazy.
Next up, the meaning of war. I think we kind of threw this in our group chat saying like this looks dope.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we even gave might have been Creator's Corner a couple of weeks ago. This shit's sick though. Like Iridoga, like the paint job. Like we said, we've seen a lot of Destroyed Jagans, Destroyed Zakus, but I definitely like This one with the color schemes, not the typical color schemes, did a lot of custom work on the actual models themselves before, you know, putting them up there. So and I like the base. Reminds me of like Coop, how you know you had your engraved with the the Alex. This one kind of has like the same type of effect. Has explanation on there too. So definitely a creative base.
Yeah. I think that overall this well-deserving third place. Not try to be rude when I say that, because obviously mine didn't get up there. But compared to the other ones, this one does look good though. I like the fact, like the burning marks on the thighs and on the arms, the pilot in the hand, the Bandai. What are those called? The insignia logos, right? That you put on the that you could get. That he put on a shield and stuff like that to give it that extra texture. Like I said, tells a story. Looks good. It looks good. Yeah, I like what people are doing with the sleeves too.
I'm pretty sure he built this. I don't know if the Ghirardotga comes with sleeves.
MG Ghirardotga.
If you custom those sleeves, that's crazy.
I think my favorite part about it is that it's leaning, and that it's actually something you don't really realize until you zoom out and look at the whole picture of it, of the lean of it all, and how the Jagan is a great composition, I should say, because when you're leaning, you have your first object, your second object, then your tertiary. The tertiary is the lean itself. The second object is the Jagan, and the first object is the Ghirardotga. But if you look at it, it forms a triangle. So you have the Ghirardotga center of mass to the Jagan center of mass, and the lean completes it and goes back up. So what you're looking at is essentially a uneven, I forgot what the word is, but uneven panel and triangle. It's an art technique when you're setting up a scene for like panels and stuff like that when you're drawing. And it's really well done. Actually, I actually really like this. I know I said, I think a couple weeks ago, that I'm tired of seeing destroyed Jagans all the time. Like, can a Jagan win once, for God's sakes? But
it's cute, brother.
Can a Leo win once?
Right, exactly.
That's what I was asking. But I had to go look, bro. You see, there's no sleeves. He went and added those emblems onto the sleeves of the suit and the chest. That's not on the original. So that's really some fucking work.
Oh damn! Yeah, good shit. Well, that's our USA winners. All of them look good. Congratulations from the Undergated. So they did do an announcement at Orlando. It was Orlando, right? They did like a live stream. Bandai did, and some people didn't really like it. Some people didn't like it. But we're here to talk about the positives as well as the things we could work on. What did we like? What did Bandai do right? I
like that they brought the winners down.
Yeah, you know, that was dope. That was a big thing. The fact that you can be a part of the masquerade, all of it at once, and if you won, so definitely that was a highlight. The fact that it was a live stream, I think that was, you know. I know that obviously it was going to live stream it, but the fact that it was aired, I guess. I don't know if in Canada or in like Malaysia, I always catch like the YouTube videos, but
right.
I don't know if Bandai goes over to like Malaysia and stuff like that. So,
oh yeah, their GBWC events nuts over there though. It's like
for sure,
the glass cases. So I don't know if they get that same type of coverage, but yeah, I like that they, you know, were able to bring the winners out. They had Gunpla Melly up there, so someone who's like into Gundam on YouTube, helping host them, being with like social media people.
Yeah, for sure. I think that adding Gunpla Melly, right, and that she's probably in the United States the most known on YouTube is Gundam. It's the most known for Gundam. I mean, that's just how it is. That's just the way. Just the way we operate.
Wait, cookie crumbles. Way the cookie crumbles.
It is what it is. Hey, what can you do? But I did like the fact that they made it more. It felt like it was like a New York Comic Con type of event. They show clips of the new video. They show clips of the board game that we just saw. But I don't know. Obviously, it was open to the public. I just wish it was put out there more so other people want to travel. Yeah. Like, hey, we know NYCC is tail end of October, right? Maybe it's in October. So I know I could plan for that. If Bandai would have just, and that's something that we could talk about, what can they work on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Announce it. Announce it early.
Like a two week notice, I think. A week and a half.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, making it known a little bit earlier so we could get it, you know, funds together. Because that's something I would love to go to in person.
Hell yeah.
You know, even if I don't.
Honestly, it's like an afterthought. Like, here's the new card game. Oh, yeah. Here are the GBWC winners.
And then, like, that was the uproar, too. The fact they was like, here's the winner for both under 20 and over 21. Here, the first place winner is. All right.
Like, damn. The rest of the night. I expected them to go 3-2-1.
Right.
3-2. Winner. It was just one.
Right. What's your thoughts, Austin?
Probably just be more transparent on exactly what they were judging. Like actually give the actual total score and each bullet point for what they liked, and then go into detail saying, hey, we gave a high score for paint, you know, craftsmanship and paint, and this is what we saw and this is what we were looking for. That way at least people can go around and say, okay, this is probably what I have to work on, this is what I could probably, you know, judge it next to another kit. Of course, there's always going to be people who are going to be like, man, my scribing was better than this guy's, but you know, at least you can look at it and be like, all right, cool, maybe if they're looking more for this, that might be a bad thing as well, because then you might end up getting people who are, you know, ring chasing, so that or trophy chasing, so they'll just all start, the kits will all start to end up looking the same.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. So I still would like to see exactly what they graded on, and how they got there. But I mean, hey, you know, no, overall, shoot that. And what else can Bandai do? I think Bandai could probably do a little bit better with handling. No, they did that pretty well this year too. Yeah, I think that's more than my only real criticism. I think overall they did pretty all right.
Negative enough about the people. Like, they asked the guy took under 20. I feel like they asked maybe like one or two questions and they kind of like hurried him off the stage. Same thing with Danzer Dragoon. Like, make it more. I feel like it was okay. These are cool. Bye. And like, you know, what's the whole point of having this contest if you're not going to, like, you know, ask him more questions, make this more about the builder instead of just trying to sell kits, which would have seemed like to me.
Right. Because why throw this event down in Orlando? It's obviously Orlando is probably the best spot, or wherever it was. I think it was Orlando. It was the best spot, obviously, in December, early January. You want to put something down in the south so it could be warmer. But to me, I just wish if they just gave us a heads up. If they were like, right now, here are the dates for the 13th annual Gundam 2025, I will go. You know, like,
fact.
I don't want it to be like, oh, you know, I didn't watch the whole
thing. An afterthought.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I don't know if they announced it. I don't know if they said, hey, we'll be back next year. See y'all again. Obviously, it's a see y'all again next year for the contest, but is it a see y'all again next year for Florida? For, right. You know what I mean? Like, they could make it a 3-day event, Friday. Like how they did with the Gundam base, right? Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday, we announced in the award. Sunday, it's going to be open up to the, you know, maybe some panels. You know, make it a convention. It's big enough to, I feel like it could be a convention, a model. Not a model kit where you have Cotopaxia and stuff, but your Bandai booths. You know, a Gundam base all weekend at Orlando Convention Center would have been dope.
You know, I would have went. You know they're making money too. Like, it's not like they can't take right. each of the regional winners and bring 1, 2, and 3 there and like have them announce. I feel like everywhere else, like, you get to get that full experience. I mean, it was cool to bring these people down there, but like we got 30 seconds of both of them. So it was, right. what was the point of that?
Right, they could have did like a panel, right, where they sat down and had 1 and 2 and Gunpla Millie do an interview, or what the Undergator next time. Do sit down and do an interview with him, right? Like, come on now. We can't do y'all jobs for y'all, but come on.
I mean, man,
we'd be happy to help.
Just say that you need help.
That's it. Right. We understand, but that's something that again, what would we do? Everybody, when you think about like when people giving their advice or criticism, like, what would you have done better? Right? We always want to try to give here. We think fairly, right? Again, make it more known. Drop it at the next right after the overall winner is announced. Drop it. Hey, January 3rd, 2026, Orlando, Florida. Be there. Be square. Let people get time. Let people bring their builds. Let run a little competition down there. Like you have people bring kits. Put it on the table. You can do a whole lot. That's what I would do. Bandai, get more people, do a poll, right? Find out who's really in the community. I'm not saying that Gunpla Millie isn't in the community, but I don't know how involved she is in the Gunpla community. I mean, I get it. Pretty face. Cool. Great. We see it all the time, right? Like, but I don't, nobody, no offense to Gunpla Millie, but facts are facts. Nobody says, yo, that Gunpla Millie build was dope. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it
they,
a buck.
They just went with the biggest content creator. That's all. So that just means we just gotta get it more out there. Cause I'm telling you, if the Undergator could have got the interview, we would have held it down.
Yeah, we would have held it down for him. What you think, Austin?
No, I agree. Florida's not that far from us. CD got to fly, but yeah, ain't that far from us. We made a road trip. It is what it is. When it comes to competitions, I mean, y'all know me. I'm not really the biggest competition head. So, I mean, when I saw this event and how they walked through it, the only thing I could do is say like, hey, just be more transparent. Exactly how people won, what stuff that you saw, like talk about that, and maybe. And I would agree with y'all. Make it more about the kits. Make it more about the builders, their experiences, how they got there, what they did. Give them a chance to, give them a chance to talk about, this is their platform, right? On top of the, sitting on the top of the peak of Gunpla building right here. Let some of these people voice their story. But then again, that would take more time. Would you be willing to sit there and watch it for 30 extra minutes? I mean, for us, yeah, because we're Gunpla heads, but for the average person who's building their fifth, sixth kit, I mean, it would probably be a really good source of knowledge. Anything I would have done? Yeah, nah, man. Just if you make it bigger, I can't really see it being better. Probably just make it more focused was what I would say.
I mean, that's a good point. You at the top, you as a builder are probably at one of the highest points in this journey in Gunpla building. If to get 30 seconds to a minute, come on, Bandai. Come on, Bandai.
You're not asking for much.
Yeah, we do all this other stuff on your TikToks and on Instagram. I seen an Instagram reel probably last longer than that. TikToks, you know what I'm saying? Like Bandai Namco, when y'all at these places. And what's crazy is there's, again, like we have told people in the past, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. If a local convention here in the pocket of Virginia, southeast corner of Virginia, can run a two-day anime convention at the Virginia Beach Convention Center in August, then I'm pretty sure you could do this, Orlando. Like right now, I could buy tickets to Superstar Anime, which is in August. I could buy tickets right now. And Bandai, you could do the same. Put it out there. There's conventions, the convention belt, it's everywhere. What I mean by don't reinvent the wheel, you have NecoCon, you have AutoCon, you have maybe, you know what? I hear the person out there, the person that's listening to us on Spotify, person that's watching us on YouTube. If this is their first go around, okay, cool. Yo, it's their first time. Like, give them a chance. They have chances. We're not talking about a small Instagram account. We're talking about a premier company, Bandai, probably, I mean, I could be wrong, they're probably the leading company in plastic model kits. Tamiya probably is up there, right?
Like I said, they wasted $132 million on Metaverse. What?
So I do not want to hear it's their first go around. Let them learn. No, it's not their first go around. They've been to NYCC.
They've been to
SDCC. They know how stuff works. They know how stuff operates. Let's not keep giving these places passes just because we want to humanize them. They know how it works.
I can tell you, it's more about the money they make here versus somewhere else where it's more about the product. I mean, it's a big money grab anyway, but you can tell where it's more focused about the product versus here. They're like, all right, we just see this as we're going to make some money.
Correct. And that person that's in marketing, when you're telling them, yo, give them a chance, their paycheck is giving them a chance. That six-figure paycheck probably would bang out of top of marketing is getting plenty of chances, probably over $100,000 worth of chances. So I don't want to hear us. What we would do as the Undergated, we'll promote it. Not like, hey, Ben, I give it to you. But if this was our event, we would promote it longer, get more of the community involved.
And in 2024, Bandai Namco gross profit of $2.4 billion.
That's all you need to say. That's all you need to say. 2.4. You could have left it at that. Nobody knows you. Everybody know you're not talking about million.
That's gross.
So there you go. Let us know.
In the past year, the Gundam franchise made it's $976 million. The Gundam franchise alone.
Almost a billion.
Just from Gundam. Telling me
you can run a 2-day event, Bandai. You can run a 3-day event. You have guys who started on YouTube 10 years ago running one of the biggest conventions in all of America in DreamCon.
Or we could just go down to Plomo.
Or that. Plomo event, when I've been telling people, I've been seeing the people's posts on Instagram. Y'all can't believe. All right. That's cool. Y'all can't believe it. But one thing that y'all can't say that y'all haven't been told is something better.
Right. Don't complain and ask for a competition where, you know, where it's more fair and it's more based on the models. And there's a competition that you can be supporting. It's an event. It's not even just a competition. It's just an event for just Plomo.
And we've been telling people it's a first class event. First class event. Go to Vulcan Hobbies Instagram and look at the venue. Go to our YouTube. Go to look at the venue. And you tell me, does that look like that normal Gunpla competition? No. So there is something out there. The question is, put your money where your mouth is. That's what it comes down to.
That's what it is.
That's what it comes down to.
Support it.
Because the thing, I wish Bandai did this. Bandai does do it. Then what? Bandai does everything you ask for. You caught everything you wanted Bandai to do, they do it, and you caught it on live stream.
Yep.
Or you could just go to the Plomo event and get everything you asked for in person at a cheaper rate, and be more part of the community, and be more invested into the community, and give back more to small business. And build your brand. See other builds. Talk shop with other people, like-minded people.
That's it.
It's not that hard, people. It's not that hard. So just make sure y'all following Vulcan Hobby on his Instagram. Unlimited GA last year. George, the GBWC winner for the United States. He's pushing out more for the Plomo event. This is high quality stuff. So again, Bandai, you did good by coming down and bringing down the announcements and bringing the winners down. And I know a lot of people are like, how did they, you know, obviously they probably hit the dude wasn't down there just off the humbug. Fair. Nobody's going, like, they did barely promoted it. The dude wasn't driving, flying down from the corner of the United States to the diagonal corner of the United
States. Rose in Oregon to Florida? No.
Just off the humbug? Just have to be down there. Yeah, no. Come on now. So, one thing that Bandai can do better, promote and be a part of the community. That's it. And we'll help you with that because we are part of the community. And you know who else is a part of the community?
The voice of the community.
Right. Face. No, we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. We want to be the face of the community, but not just yet. Not just yet. But you know who else is part of the community? Vulcan Hobby. See, Austin, tell people about Vulcan Hobby.
Yeah, Vulcan Hobby, big supporter of the show. Helps us do whatever we helps us do what we do here. And a friend of ours, we've gotten to meet him at a certain event called Plamo. You had noticed that trophy behind CD right there that he did pick up from that event. You know, it might be one day the new GBWC, but for right now, Vulcan kind of needs your help. So if you can go over there and buy over kits, but we have a code that you can use to save money on that. That's going to be Undergate 10 to save 10% on your next order at Vulcan Hobby. Once again, that's Undergate 10 for 10% off your next order at VulcanHobby.com. CD, tell people where you get your paints, man.
Yes, sir. And once you have bought them kits from Vulcan Hobby, go ahead and head over to SMS. Use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS. They are our favorite paints, lacquer-based paints. You pour, spray, go. No need to mix. You just drop it in your gun and spray freely. Use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off. Now, nice. Coop, where do we get these products to clean up these kits from and do everything else?
So you have the kits. You have the paint. You have pretty much the buns of the hamburger here, right? Now you need the meat and potatoes, the tools. And some of the high-quality tools you can get from Gun Primer. Use code COOP10 directly with Gun Primer to save on high-end tools. This isn't tools that you can just go to your mom-and-pop store. This isn't 40% off at Hobby Lobby. This is a premium glass file, which is the razor, a scribing tool, their scribing tool, which is the gritter, the balancer to help you remove any imperfections you might have after using a glass file, the glazer to get your kit competition ready, right? You spray it on a rag, wipe it off, removes dust, UV protected, all of it. This is high-end stuff. And to save 10%, use code COOP10 directly with Gun Primer, right? And then you have your kit, your tools, and then your paint. And then you have what you call your right there, a well put together kit. So, yeah. Well, people, that's it. That is it. Man, it's going to be 2025. We got a lot coming. So make sure you follow all these guys up here, CD, Austin, and myself. Make sure you follow us on Threads as well. And just stay tapped in, stay tuned in. The Undergated 2025, I feel it. The year feels different.
Some big things coming. Some big interviews, big giveaways, big moments.
Big content, a lot of stuff going on. So make sure y'all follow us. And make sure just keep your head up. Keep fighting the fight. I know the story is keep fighting the good fight. Just keep fighting the fight. Keep swinging. Just keep swinging. Because if you could look up, damn it, you could get up. I'm Coop. Down there is Austin. Over there is CD. We're the Undergated, never underrated. 168 hours down. Another 168 hours to go. Until next time, people. Peace.